It's the final word. George Hunsicker here with you, QPH, on the other side of the glass. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Chris, man, a couple weeks. We kind of missed you.
Yeah, it's been a while. We managed to sneak in a couple of appearances, but not on a regular Wednesday. But
it's a big week for you.
Yeah, it's a very big week.
Let's look ahead, man. Full capacity crowd is pretty much expected at Lane Stadium. For the people watching, though, I want to know, how much can they expect? What can you actually tell from this Saturday?
Not much. I don't know how they're going to divide the team up. You know, a few times in the past, they've done first string versus second string. Generally, they just divide it up in half, though. Like, half your starters will be on one team, the other half will be on the other team. So you've got your offensive line, some guys mixed in, not used to playing with each other. You've got, you know, maybe one quarterback will have an advantage with the wide receivers on his team. You know, it's mixed and matched. You know, you can't tell too much out of it. You can look at some individual performances at times, but overall, it's just kind of you know, it's an opportunity to see a little Hokie football in the off season, pretty much.
Hey, we got Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com on. I know we got Hokie fans listening. Give us a call, 540-961-1430, toll free 1-866-961-1430. You got a question for Chris? He knows his stuff. I'm pretty sure he can come up with an answer for you if you get it in. So give us a call. Now, I'm watching this game, all right? Should I be watching this for units as a whole, for offense as a whole, or should I be watching for individual players?
I generally just look for individual players. Like, I'm going to be watching the running backs, but at the same time, if they divide that offensive line up in half, I doubt there's going to be much running room, but you never know. So, yeah, the offense is never pretty around here, especially in the spring, you know, and especially when you just lost your four top receivers. You know, and you just lost your tailback, and your tight end's out with an injury, and you got a new fullback. You know, I mean, it's just, I don't think it's going to be too pretty, but it never is.
Hey, you've had some worries about the offensive line. It was one of the areas you always talked to us about, and you wanted to see what these guys could do. How are they looking?
They've looked better. They're more physical at the point of attack. They've got a redshirt freshman, right tackle, Blake DeChristopher, who's come along pretty well. He's still got work to do, obviously. He's a redshirt freshman. But I think you can see a light at the end of the tunnel there now. They're starting to develop some more depth. They got a guy named Bo Warren who's starting at center right now. Ryan Schumann's a regular starting center. He's out this spring, but Warren's doing a good job in the starting lineup. So Tech's going to be too deep at center this year. James Brooks at right guard, he's another redshirt freshman. He's a guy that that they almost played last year, and you know, I think he's got a chance to help the team this year. So I think you're starting to see a little more depth get developed, and that's always big because in the past the Hokies have had some injuries on the offensive line, injuries that they just couldn't afford to have, and it's made the unit look a lot terrible than it actually has been when they've been at full strength.
This week has been all about injuries, and, you know, of course, you know, the running backs and then the quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Any new updates, anything that you know extra about them?
No, Tyrod practiced early this week. He missed the scrimmage. I guess he missed Friday and he missed Saturday, but he's back, and he was practicing yesterday, looked full speed, I've heard. And so, you know, I fully expect him to play on Saturday unless he has a setback.
Good news if you're a Hokie fan.
Yeah, it's very good news. You know, I think it was more of a precautionary thing, more so than anything else. As far as the running backs go, they've just got three of them. I'm not sure how they're going to divide that up. I really don't know. You'll see Darren Evans on one team and Josh Oglesby on another team, I'm sure. I'm not sure where they're going to get a fourth tailback from. Maybe a tailback or maybe a fullback will get some snaps there. I really don't know.
Hey, your TSL blog, always trying to keep up with you and what you're checking out. The starting Rover position, in your mind, that's almost close to being made up already?
Yeah, I think Dorian Porch has played very well in the scrimmages so far. He's played very well in the past at Rover. He was just behind Cam Chancellor, who's a great player. But I'm pretty confident in him. He's very good in run support, looks solid in pass coverage, too. Looks like he's improved in pass coverage, which is where he really needed to improve on before. But he's always been solid against the run. He's very physical, and I think he's going to do a good job there.
ESPN Radio AM 1430. George Hunsicker, it's the final word. Joining me, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now. Champs Wednesday, enjoying some time. If you want to give us a call, 1-866-961-1430. NRV, give us a call, 540-961-1430. Hey, biggest surprise, Chris, so far this spring, the guy that has done more than you expected?
I'd say Demetrius Taylor at defensive tackle. He's a guy who started out at Mike linebacker, was about 240 pounds. Got up to around 250. He wasn't great in space as a Mike linebacker. They moved him to defensive end. Kind of the same problem there, but he's up to a little over 260 now. And he's doing playing pretty well at defensive tackle. Doesn't look overwhelmed there like you would think a 260-pounder would. He's got very good strength. He's using his quickness very well, and it looks like Virginia Tech's third defensive tackle right now. And if it wasn't for him, that they would be pretty thin right now at that position. So I definitely say Demetrius Taylor.
Is he the biggest surprise and the most impressive, or would you put most impressive on somebody else completely?
I know it's
a fine line.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's most impressive because he's not starting.
Right.
You know, he's in the two deep, but he's not starting. You know, a guy that's been impressive is Greg Boone. That they've lined him up at H-back some, even handed the ball off once, and he ran for about 15 yards, which is pretty impressive for a 290-pound tight end. As far as most impressive, you know, that's a good question, and I really don't have an answer for that. I really think Pernell Sturdivant has played well lately at linebacker. But no one player really stands out to me this year. I don't think this is going to be a team of superstars. You know, it's just going to be, it's going to be a blue collar get it done as a team.
Let's flip to the other side of the coin, Chris. Who has been the most disappointing maybe in spring? Who did you expect more from?
I kind of thought Josh Oglesby would be higher on the depth chart than he was. He was my pick to get into the two deep at tailback. Now that being said, he's just a redshirt freshman. You know, I think he's had some issues with pass protection. But, you know, this is the spring, and we'll see how he does in the fall. You know, I haven't really seen anything this spring that really surprised me, though. There have been a lot more surprises on the good side, I think.
Chris, how about Macho Harris? You know, he's moving over to the boundary corner, right, to take Flowers' spot.
Right.
Are you concerned about that at all?
Yeah, I'm concerned about him at boundary. I'm not quite sure how physical he's going to be. He's always been more of a finesse guy, I think. He's had some big hits in the passing game or whatever, but I don't see him in that run-stopping role. Tech's boundary corner plays up to the line of scrimmage a lot because sometimes the opposing team doesn't even have a wide receiver on the short side of the field, and he comes up and covers a tight end and basically acts like an extra linebacker, and I'm not sure I see Macho in that role. We'll just have to see. It's going to have to be one of those things that play out.
Right, and they've also tried to mix him in on offense, and, you know, that's something I've been wanting to see since he's got here because he was a great high school running back.
Right.
And, you know, he's kind of struggled with it in the spring, I think. Do you think we'll see him play there once the season comes around?
Yeah, I think you'll see him play there. How much kind of depends, you know, and a lot of it depends on boundary corner. Boundary corner is much more physical than field corner, and if you're talking about him returning kicks and punts too, he's not going to be able to do all of that because he's going to get worn down quick. Stephen Virgil has really been stepping up at boundary corner in scrimmages and is playing very well, and I think if they can get him splitting time with Macho during games, that'll free Macho up to play some wide receiver and return kicks. As far as being productive on offense, you know, he's never played wide receiver before, learning the routes and everything like that. You know, so spring's a learning process for him. I think you'll see him make some big plays this fall.
Hey, Chris, you one of the reasons Macho is being tried out at wide receiver is because, as you said, they're missing so much. You got a lot of youngsters. However, you wrote they appear faster. You know, do you see a lot more things maybe made possible by this group that couldn't be done in the past?
Down the line, probably. You'll probably have an opportunity to stretch the field some. But you could stretch the field with this last group. But I do see a lot of speed from these guys. I mean, Irvin Garner just juking out Davon Morgan on a reverse on Saturday during the scrimmage. Patrick Terry has a lot of speed. You know, Dillard runs a 4.29 electronically time, not hand time. Virginia Tech's doing electronic timing now, and he ran a 4.29. I mean, that's incredible. And he has legit speed when he has the ball in his hands. You've just got to get it to him.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
Yeah, he's very fast. Walk on. He had to learn the position. But, you know, he's got the tools. I think right now he's probably Tech's top playmaker on offense, you know, with the exception of Tyrod Taylor.
Before we get another question in, man, I want to give you a chance to plug. You got a pretty special event with TSL coming up on Saturday. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, we got the TSL tailgate coming up Saturday. It's going to be in Lot 4. We're partnering with the Coliseum to do that. And it's going to be a really good event. We got a lot of people coming. We got a 100-pound pig. We got a hot dog bar. We've got an omelet bar. I believe that omelet bar starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Then we're gonna have to serve the pig up later on. So stop on by. Should be a good time.
Hey Chris, one last final question for you. We only have about a minute left. Basketball news: getting to see Wisconsin next year with Virginia Tech and Wisconsin in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. They're a very good program. You know, 10 NCAA tournament bids in a row. It's something to get excited about early in basketball season. The Hokies will be down in Puerto Rico playing in a tournament in late November. Turn right around, come back to Blacksburg, take on Wisconsin, who should be ranked, You know, I mean, that's big time.
All right, man. Hey, I appreciate your time as always. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Have a lot of fun Saturday, man, covering the game.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
And everybody, make sure you check out this whole Tech Sideline party time. And when is it again? What time does it start?
Probably around 9 a.m. is when we'll be serving the omelet.
You're going to be a tired man.
I am.
Enjoy, man. We'll see you. All right.
Appreciate it.